You're listening to a Chris and Tanner classic clip. This one is from Super Dumb Games, episode 16, which aired January 13th, 2014. For more like this, visit chrisandtanner.com. Now on with the show.
Hot off the wire, your top stories from everyone's fan favorite, the PR Newswire. Biggest story off that wire, coming off the desk, hot off the Telegraph. New Sphere Chess ready to revolutionize the world of online chess play.
Holy shit.
Because clearly, everyone, chess, one of the most popular games of the last seven centuries, needed to get more extreme. Here's what it is. They took a chessboard and wrapped it around a ball. And this makes it so much more extreme. Because now, instead of moving, you know, vertically and horizontally, you can kind of wrap yourself around the board, I guess. And it, I imagine if you picture the two opposing sides, black and white, starting at the top and bottom of the sphere, they then kind of expand and get all mixed up, I guess, right? And the way, it's so funny the way they're advertising is, their headlines are like, godlike firepower.
What?
Astonishing HD 3D rotatable sphere blitz interface.
But wait, do they continue to call pieces, you know, the rook, the knight, the
yeah, all that's the same.
And they each have some kind of a special move or something, or
but listen to this. A sphere chess knight cannot be trapped anywhere on a sphere and remains a force to be reckoned with at all times.
Shit.
But there's nothing more terrifying than a sphere chess queen. This neutron Medusa. What does that even mean? Neutron Medusa?
Like it's wording to mean that she can do. If you know chess, the queen moves whatever position she wants to. That's the point. But like, you don't have to call her a Neutron Medusa.
And the way they're really selling this, they're like, let me get to the. So with all this insane firepower, sphere chess is savagely balanced. Both sides have this sudden godlike capability of attack or defense. Well, yeah, in the normal chess, both sides have the same capabilities. Neither side knows how to use it yet. There are no officially recorded sphere chess moves or strategy. No coaches. No grand masters. No computer can even challenge, let alone beat a human yet.
I disagree. I guarantee you there's a computer that could. Look, you take Bobby Fischer, put him in this game. I guarantee you he gets it. Is he dead? Is Bobby Fischer dead? I can't remember.
I think so. Fuck. I think so.
Well, that's, I guess that, nah. I thought Bobby Fischer might be alive, but I know he's crazy.
I thought he died. Let's fact check this, intern Bill. He's dead. He died in 2008.
Well, you know what? The world's better without Bobby Fischer. I think he was a communist. Get rid of those commie scum.
Bobby Fischer was kind of good looking. He had kind of a certain charm to him, but then that beard.
Look at you, willing to date. Look at you. Is Bobby Fischer? Wait, should I change my OkCupid profile name to Bobby Fischer?
You should change your profile picture to a picture of Bobby Fischer, because he looks like a hipster.
Oh boy,
like his look has come around. Anyway, sphere chess. The self-proclaimed, quote, H-bomb leap into history, end quote, is out. I'm sure it's breaking all records for downloads. If you want to know more, you can contact Anthony Wellman at 503-481-7275. You can call him up, talk about some sphere chess.
Whoa, that was an original number, ladies and gentlemen. That was...
It's listed. It's public information.
Holy shit.
It's you can call him up.
Talk about chess.
Talk some spirit chess. We should call him up live on air.
I would love to. Wait, what's the number? I'll do it right now. What's the number?
Are you really want to call him up right now?
Well, what am I going to say to him? But yeah.
503-503-481-72-75. Here it goes. Anthony Wellman on the phone, live on air. This is this might be the first call he's ever received. Like, as a human being.
what am I going to ask him?
He might not even know what a phone is.
Do you hear it ringing?
He gets, like, startled. Huh? What is that? Anthony, it's your phone.
Is this Anthony Wellman?
What's that?
Anthony Wellman?
Yeah, I'm his friend. I'm not helping you. Are you calling about the spirit chess?
Oh, boy. I have no idea what he just said. Something about chess, I think. Oh, it ended.
He sounded exactly like I imagined. He did seem confused about how phones work, and
I can't believe he knows my number now.
I love that both of you just sat there not talking. That's probably how most of his calls go. Most of his interactions in life are just Anthony staring at someone blankly.
It's very difficult. I had headphones on, so I didn't quite understand what he was saying. I think he said,
"Are you calling about sphere chess?"
Oh shit! Oh, and then I ruined it. Boy, oh boy, that's a Super Dumb Games moment.
First skipped message.
Hi, Chris. This is Anthony from Fair Chat. You can call or text me. I'm going to send you a text. And you can contact me through email if you go to fairchat.com. So thank you for your inquiry. And let's get together and have a chat. Thank you. Bye.
End this message. To delete this message, press 7. To save it in the message deleted. End of messages. Check erase.